Sheesh.
Yeah. Adam Reaper.
520 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. 520 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. Just let the plug, finna pin my brother. Just got a smile.
Coming live from Living Room Studios, this is the 420 in Vegas podcast. I'm your host, Vegas Zay, with my co-host, Chris.
Hi.
My brother, Ray Sun.
What up?
This is episode 83 again. We had episode 83 last week.
83B.
But that motherfucker was all fucked up somehow. I don't know what
happened.
Because
you was trying to rush to go see the Cowboys lose.
Something happened.
Right. Shit.
The data was corrupted on my mini disc.
Shots fired.
And so I bought a new disc. And just said, fuck all it, because I don't know how to fix the old one. So I just, you know what I'm saying? It couldn't be salvaged. Mm. So I ended up scrapping. I left it up. So, I mean, people still listen to it for mm-hmm. what it was worth, but I ended up.
Sorry.
I ended up deleting that shit off the playlist so it can't be heard again.
So if you heard it, you are an exclusive
yeah.
right. inside exclusive member of but, the 420 squad.
But listen to it, they missed out on my whole fucking story, though, about my fucking AIDS story.
Oh shit! Mm. I forgot about that.
And,
yeah.
And other stuff.
Okay, not that. Now you kind of have to say it.
Well, I'll get around to it when it's my time.
Okay.
But like I said, that sounds crazy. We're back to the. You know what I'm saying? I've been lazy as fuck this year, man. Like just lazy.
He said this year.
I mean,
we're 20 days in.
Right.
Like I'm so behind.
You're starting off bad.
I'm five podcasts behind on the Budden podcast. I listen to that usually every week. The only podcast I'm current on is fucking Views from the 7th because I like to listen to what they say so I don't be repeating the same shit they say on our shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to stay current with what they got going on.
But if you're talking trending topics and shit, a lot of people talk about the same shit.
It happens.
Even if you don't listen to them. It's,
I know, but they're
when
like,
I recorded, I actually didn't listen to nobody's podcast for the week.
Oh. I just don't
and
like
I would talk. Listen to it like in retro, like mm-hmm. afterwards, because I didn't, it helped to not listen to other people.
Right, right.
If to just pick stuff that I organically want to talk about.
Me, I just listen. Like, so I just listen to them. Because if it's something
everybody
like,
got their process.
If it's a major right. thing, mm-hmm. then maybe we'll talk. And right. everybody's talking about it, maybe we'll say something about it too. But if it's mm-hmm. something like
Cat Williams, maybe. You couldn't get around not talking about Cat Williams. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Diddy. But, like the stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
But even just, I just been lazy. I haven't been caught up on fucking podcasts. I ain't been really buying weed. I mean, I've been rolling weed like that. I just been buying pre-rolls and shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I got back to the essence. I went to motherfucking Planet 13.
Mm-hmm.
I went inside that bitch. I bought a shitload of motherfucking weed because they increased the limits now. I bought a shitload of motherfucking flower. This what we're smoking right now is some Barbie Kush. The grower is hippies. It's a new grower that I found when
Barbers
I was there.
Barbers Kush?
Barbie.
Barbie.
Okay, yeah. Barbie.
Her name is Barbara.
Grower is hippie. It's 32% THC mixed with some Cap Junkie Shatter. That's 80% THC. That's all from Planet 13. Mixed with a little bit of Keith from EJ Burney.
Right.
And
he get a shout out every week.
Motherfucking
man.
Right.
And some and some batter I got from Saltwater. So it's a combination of shit.
Yeah. So Barbie Kush,
yeah.
low what? Hippie?
Hippie the is the grower.
Hippies. Growers, hippies, okay. Yeah. Barbie Kush, though.
And Cap Junkie Shatter.
Cap or Cat?
Cap.
Okay.
Cap Junkie.
Like, no Shatter. Cap.
Yeah. Oh, that's from Planet 13.
Okay.
Yeah. I got back to rolling these motherfucking powerful motherfuckers up myself instead of wasting fucking $23 on one fucking joint. Even though those are some good, them motherfucking them presidential moon rock joints are pretty fucking
yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, those are crazy.
But anyway, how was your week, Chris?
Pretty basic. Work is picking up again, so that's lovely. It was a fucking niggas that like guns or some shit in town this week, like whatever the convention's called. Like, and then I think World of Concrete is next. Oh, that sounds very boring to y'all, but
no. I used to before I worked the job at right now. Sometimes I used to work the shows,
mm-hmm.
and we do all the electricity for the
oh, yeah,
all the
yeah.
conventions and shit. So I did World of Concrete. I did the electricity for that before.
Yeah,
I've done CES and shit. That was the best one.
I went. I bartended at CES a couple years ago. That was pretty cool. It was pretty cool just to, like, see all that shit.
We were working, like, 14-hour days getting electricity for that bitch. Shit.
Yeah.
For like 2.5 weeks.
But that to me, that means, in my world, that means that a bunch of old, like, bunch of dudes is about to come in and fucking drink. So that's good for me. Yesterday, let me see. What happened? I watched this movie called Who Invited Them on AMC Plus. Mm-hmm. But you could probably find it on all of the other stuff if you look for it. But
Who Invited Them?
And it's like a couple that's having like this like housewarming at like this new like fancier house or whatever. And there's like a couple that's there and don't nobody know who they are. And then like after everybody leaves, like they're still in the house. And, like, it's really hard to get them to leave.
So they, like, sitting on the couch still having drinks trying to laugh and joke with the people?
Yeah, like they're just kind of, well, no, they're kind of always, when the actual party's happening, they're kind of always in the background. And everybody's like, who's that? Or whatever. And at the end of the night, after they think everybody's gone, they're like, who was that, like, cute couple? Like, and he's like, I thought that was your friend. Like, nah, I don't know them niggas. Like, and then she's like, it's the end of the party. They think everybody's gone. She opens her refrigerator, closes it again. And he's like, oh. Sorry, I didn't realize the party was over. And they, like, never, they don't leave.
Right.
Like, and so, it's just, it's crazy. It's
they don't tell them, hey, all right, see y'all later. Y'all gotta get, it's time to get the fuck out.
Or do they?
Or they white.
Okay, so the husband's white.
It's a problem. It's the white people.
No,
like,
there's no black people. No black people.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah, so, right. This is, yeah, because it's a white situation. Because the movie would have been over. Because we'd have been like, hey, my nigga.
Yeah.
What y'all about to do now?
The party's over. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah. Like, everybody gone. What y'all about to do now?
Like, where the fuck was you at?
Right. Like, I'm having my bonnet on. Like, get out, please. No, but the husband's like real, like, he's like they moved up to the hills or whatever, and so like he's really trying to like get in with like the rich people, and he wants people to like kick it or whatever. So he was like, yeah, like it's cool, like oh yeah, I live across the street, cool, like blah blah blah. And then it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder, and they don't really leave until about 15 minutes left of the movie. And then when they do leave, some other shit happens.
Oh, okay, so they ain't like killers or nothing. Like, I mean. Well, you don't want to tell the movie. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to tell the movie. But it was good. And then yesterday, I went all the way out to Henderson. Like, y'all, let me tell y'all how I don't really drive. If it's more than 20 minutes away from me, I'm probably not going. 30 minutes out is like, what's happening? Like, so driving all the way to 215 or whatever, all the way to Henderson, I went to like a Wine and Canvas. I think that's what it's called. Wine and Canvas, like off of Sunset. With my very good friend Alicia, and we painted and drank, and then we went to Sunset Station and had some food. It was just like real chill. Like I haven't, we like, cause we, she lives in like Northtown and I live in Summerlin or whatever, but like, just cause like our schedules don't ever match. So it's been a really long time. Like we usually don't get to see each other until like our other friend comes into town. So it's really nice to like have just seen her and kick it and talk and catch up and stuff.
Have you been to Durango yet?
No, I was trying to get her to go, but again, we were like 20 minutes out from that too, and that was just kind of far for everybody at that point.
Ain't it crazy? Yeah. We make shit 20 minutes far than
far as fuck.
Like nigga,
like because I said if it's more than 20 minutes, I'm not going. But really, it was only 27. But it was state. Like. I went to another city. Like Henderson is not Las Vegas no more. Like I was in a new city, like to go paint, which is ridiculous. And I passed so many paint places, but whatever. But yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it was fun. That's it. I don't really think I did nothing else.
Yeah.
But yeah, how was your week?
Mine was good. I hung out with my homies Friday night after the show. So we had the fifth. We had Stacey G on. I don't know if y'all know who Stacey G is.
All you can see is my dust.
All you can see is my dust.
He's a rapper?
He's a rapper. Okay. He works at
90s rapper.
Yeah. He's like he's like 60. Before he's in or his 60s.
After Big Daddy Kane.
After Big Daddy Kane.
Before.
Before?
It has to be before.
He said he started rapping in 1979 on the show.
Well, never mind. I was not.
But he was young. He was like
that's like negative
Daddy,
years
was
in
a
my
teenager
life.
Or
I
teen?
Was to Big Daddy Kane in high school.
Remember Big Daddy Kane was listening to 88 and Raw in 88.
I used to think one of my dad's friends looked like Big Daddy Kane. I always called him that.
Yeah, but Stacey G, just a Vegas personality, I guess, because definitely got a show on 88.1. But
maybe
just,
that's why the name sounds familiar, but probably. I'm like, I don't know why I know that name.
He has a show on 88.1 called Las Vegas Boulevard. Mm-hmm. So he bumps Vegas music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he's, like I said, he's an older guy. I think he's 60, somewhere in that old age range.
Okay. You said in that old age range.
But no, he came on the show. He did the bar test. Shit was crazy. Because okay. The nigga is still in pimp mode, too. So this is Vegas.
Hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-hip-a-did-a-
Like, holy shit. And when he riding the beat, he rapping though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so content aside, did he kill the bar test?
He did, all right, because for like I said,
a 60-year-old.
Hell yeah, we didn't expect him to rap like he's 25 or 30. You know what I mean?
And talking like he fucking like it.
Yeah, he talking. He talking though. He on some pimp shit. He talking about sending bitches.
And, oh,
yeah,
oh.
He going in. He wilding the fuck out.
Take her on a trip.
But yeah, check that out, man. At least check out the bar test, man, and then shit, check out the news and shit too on the show.
Yeah, we had
a good
sure.
time. But then Friday night, I kicked it with my homeboys. Just my block partners that I grew up with out here.
I seen.
We went to the Gatsby in the Resorts World, and that is a motherfucking, that is a whole stroll.
The Gatsby?
Man, there's prostitutes all up in that motherfucker.
What is it, a club?
No, it's just a lounge. Okay. But to see the inexperienced hoes, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a white chick and a black chick. They probably look like they're about early 20s, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you can tell what they plan was, girl, let's go out. Mm-hmm. Like, they ain't probably ain't got no pimp. So they just out soliciting themselves, moving table to table, looking crazy to the motherfucker.
Ducking down like a motherfucker when any pimp try to talk to him and shit.
Yeah, no, they ain't even doing that. It wasn't like it a bunch of pimps out. You know what I'm saying? It was
regular like niggas that they thought had money. Shit.
Man, yeah, I remember how the pimps used to be out in the.
We was talking about the pimp nigga named Mr. Pleasure pulled up on us a Fatburger on the strip in this 90s. And he seen Greg and he's like, I like your style, little nigga. Woom, woom, woom. Drove off, came back with some bitches, made them get out, model for us, hop back in like a beat up Acura. And you gotta figure, this is like 94 maybe. Yeah. Mr. Pleasure.
Not Mr. Pleasure.
He came back, made the hoes get out the car.
It showed, and look, he said, right. Show my products.
Then I was back in a beat up Acura and got out. But no, that was, no, Friday night was cool. We went to, they got a new strip club on Boulder Highway called LVLV Culture.
Okay.
That bitch was closed like 2.
At 2 a.m.?
It wasn't open. I hit him up. I was like, y'all closed early? Mm-hmm. I was like, yep. Mm. That's weird for a strip club to close early, right?
Yeah, like, I guess unless. Right. Like, what happens when nobody's in the strip club?
That motherfucker wasn't even open. That bitch was like.
Like, everybody was gone.
Everybody
but
was
I'm
gone.
Saying, like, I never. Yeah, what happens when a strip club don't have nobody in it and it's like 1 o'clock? Do y'all just. You send a bitch home? Like, yeah. What do you do?
Hey, bitch, just good night.
Yeah, right.
See y'all tomorrow.
Try again tomorrow.
I wonder why it was closed down, though.
They still got to pay they whatever the fuck?
I have no clue.
I don't know.
Probably
minus
not,
an hour.
Probably
like
not, because motherfuckers supposed to, they, you making that money right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, ain't nobody getting no money.
But then we went to Deuces on Maryland Parkway.
Yes.
Man, I don't know if that's a blood hangout or it's just it was blood night that night.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But motherfuckers was deep. Shout out to Mac Prince. He's a cat that did the bar test like mm-hmm. when we first started. But he was in that motherfucker. But yeah, so I'm rating the clubs, right? You got Mariposa.
Okay.
You got.
Yeah, let me know.
Cork
let me
and
know.
Thorn.
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
And you got motherfucking Deuces.
Okay.
That I know about, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's other shit that we all know about. You know what I'm saying? Blue Martini and other shit. So.
Ain't the Deuces sign blue, though?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure
so
it out.
So Deuces is young, right?
Food, yeah.
Wings is good, fries is good, drink prices is good.
Mm-hmm.
Deuces is it seemed like young and wild, the 21-year-olds and the, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Thank you. I'll never be there.
Like, yeah. I was about to say, so maybe a fight might happen.
I've been there twice. I ain't seen no fight.
Okay. Well, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? But the potential for harm
is high. High percentages.
Exponentially.
You said the average crowd is 21?
Yeah, I don't know about what they look like. They look like a bunch of sexy, young, sexy reds and
yeah,
Glorillas.
Shake
you know
that
saying?
Ass, bitch.
The niggas, age is different, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you see the young crowd out there. So then you move up to Cork and Thorn.
Okay. Now, are you rating, so Deuces is three, number three?
No, that's, well, no.
Like, are you rating
no, I'm
them
not
or
rating,
you're just,
I'm,
you're just
we'll,
giving
we'll
general
rate them after.
Synopsis?
Yeah, I'm not rating them.
Okay, got you.
Just general synopsis.
Got you.
So, Deuces, yeah, gang bang the fuck out.
You said general synopsis.
Yeah, nigga, it's a podcast. Right. We sophisticated.
Yo, young crowd, anything can happen at any time. Cork and Thorn.
Yes.
Cork and Thorn, you moved the age limit up a little bit.
How was, much? See, that's the problem.
So,
I don't want to
so
be
Deuces
in a place
is,
with a whole,
Deuces,
bunch, whole
Deuces,
bunch of old niggas.
Deuces, we're going to say, is 21 to... 30 got to be the oldest nigga.
Oh, okay.
But,
oh, okay. I'm out.
30, 35, you know what I'm saying? Cork and Thorn, you can move that motherfucker up to the 26-year-olds.
Okay.
To the...
I saw some 40-year-old niggas in there.
No, you can go to 50. Okay. You can go to 50, mid-50s, Cork and Thorn, right?
Okay.
Potential for violence,
mm-hmm.
Very high.
Really?
Very high.
Okay.
I've been to Cork and Thorn. Well, I go to Cork and Thorn all the time. I ain't been since niggas sweated me last time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been back, but goddamn, I will be back. I've been going to other spots, you know what I'm saying? But Cork and Thorn. But it's very high. I've been in a situation up there.
Yeah, personally. Right.
The last time I was there, so I have been back since that shit happened, but last time I was there, I seen... The motherfucker scrapping security. Remember I told you about that?
Oh, yeah, niggas, the nigga. Oh, yeah, that was
security,
a crooked thorn.
Scrapping the other nigga. And
outside,
pulled the pistol out
yeah,
on him.
Yeah. Niggas had to beg for his life and shit.
So that's twice. The third time, I got footage of it a while ago. Remember, the broads was scrapping. I was just so happy right there in front of Cork and Thorn. Mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers was down there naked, titties out. They beating the shit out of the motherfuckers. I was like, oh, shit.
So honestly, Deuces sounds like I'm going before I go to Cork and Thorn. Like,
I mean... I don't even think a lot of niggas gonna go to Deuces. You
know
okay. Because they probably can't. Or they was like, nah, fuck that. Like Zay said, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Because, like, you said 35. Like, I could.
You said 30,
35
of,
is a nigga.
You said a bunch
the
of
female,
bunch
I don't
oh.
see. I don't see the 35 year old female.
But you said a bunch of young bloods?
That, I don't,
Friday night?
No, nah, not for
when
me.
When I say a bunch?
Not for me.
I say 70% of the niggas.
I mean.
Even though
maybe
my experience with gang niggas, I've mostly hung with blood niggas. But still, that was in my, not now. Not as a 51-year-old man. Fuck yeah, y'all can have that. nigga did this whole tattoo right here.
But nah, it ain't about that. It's about
whoa.
Just being in the club. Being in the club, having a good motherfucking time. But.
Yeah, no, them niggas have a different kind of fun than I do.
Drinking, smoking, dabbing.
Right.
You know
like,
what I'm saying? Drinking
same
beer
kind of
after
fun.
Beer. And they like, ain't
yeah,
even.
But them niggas throwing up gang signs waiting for a nigga to make the wrong move. I'm just
sitting
in the
with a
like,
blue Cowboy jersey.
Nah.
Yo.
Like, why y'all fucking that nigga over here? He's doing absolutely nothing to you niggas. But niggas will find a reason to fight a
okay.
nigga. Okay,
so then we got
nigga.
Mariposa.
Mariposa. Mariposa is for the bougie, cool nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Female-wise, that's for age limit. I would say.
See, I want to be clear. When we're
30,
like talking about going out, I don't mm-hmm. categorize myself in like my actual age, like
right.
as far as like where I feel comfortable hanging out, like because
right.
I don't.
I just think the female JJs gravitate to their age limit type situations.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know, I don't think you're gonna go to Deuces.
Why?
Because it's just motherfuckers is.
Like, have y'all ever been to a club in Chicago? Like.
No, I haven't.
Like,
we're too young. We went to Chicago.
Yeah,
like, yeah, like all of that shit.
Right.
Is like that unless you go into like downtown, like and like fancy places where a white person might be. But if we're talking about like nigga spots, like
Chicago had the good house parties in the '80s, which gravitated
period.
Down towards it, down to Indiana and all that shit, and them motherfuckers started
right.
basement house parties and shit.
Ooh, period. The best basement juking parties.
Right. I also think I'm thinking the female is judging the type of nigga that's going to be at the situation too.
Oh, okay. I can see that because
you know
like I'm not. Yeah.
Like
I
the Deuces
you.
Females ain't going to go to Mariposa.
Yeah, because they like the Deuces niggas. Okay. Understand.
So the Deuces hoes don't want me. It depends on how I'm dressed.
Well, you're not a bougie like Mariposa. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my.
I can throw on that boy's. Not when I don't dress like that. But Zay, I can throw on that boys and men outfit. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
No, Zay's bougie, but you're not gonna throw on the boys and men outfit.
Anybody could.
Yeah.
But you wear what you wear.
Yeah.
You go on that motherfucker. What? I'm gonna tell you what Zay's gonna wear.
Okay, let me tell. Because I don't know. I haven't been out.
I'm wearing Nike Tech. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Zay.
I'm gonna show them that I'm casual. But this still costs $150 for the top and $160
for the bottom. That's bougie to me.
No, because it's just sweats.
But it's the undertone for me.
Yeah, it's the
like
undertone.
He not wearing them just because they the sweats. Undertone. He wearing them
but
just
they
to
don't
be
look
like
the bougie. Nigga.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, but it's the bougie cool niggas, the frat niggas, fraternity niggas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The potential for violence is very low. You know what I'm saying? At a one.
Yeah, because they grand rising and shit. Like, they on their young king. Like,
right. But the liquor can get these niggas swinging on each other.
I'm going to go in there with a $700 fit on.
See?
$150 for the top, $160 right. for the pants.
And the age limit to Mariposa can go to the 70s.
Gucci slide
Mariposa can go to the 70s. You know what I'm saying? The 35 to the 70-year-olds.
Expensive but casual.
See, I don't want to be in a club with a 70-year-old. See? I'm going to be honest.
Me either.
You're probably more of a cork and thorn person.
Because this motherfucker has a heart attack or something next to me. What the fuck I'm supposed to do? Motherfucking CPR?
Zay, you just not a go-out person. Your shit is Target.
I'm not trying to.
That's your bougie.
The thing is.
Honestly, I want to.
I've been out all week.
I'm a house party person. Like, when I, get in, my, perfect place, I'm a house party person. I like to invite people over to my house. I like to cook for people. I like to make drinks for people. I that's ideal. I don't really love going out, but I do want to find somewhere to kick it.
Good
I feel
music.
Some music. Hours. Yeah.
What type of music you want to hear when you go out?
Honestly, 90s and 2000 R&B me,
you could, honestly, if I'm listening to this, is how you do.
No, I don't want that.
You trying to go to Eye Candy on a Wednesday night?
I want 90s and 2000 R&B if that's the vibe. If it's rap, actually, you're going to have 2000s, 2010.
Nelly.
Yeah, I want some, or I will explore the 2010s.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that too.
The 2010s is Drake, right?
Yeah. Like Kendrick. So rap, that's how you gotta I don't want no 90s rap for real.
Right.
But then 90s, 2000, and then 2010s. I'm a R&B of the forever. It's as long as we keep it 90s and up. I like Summer Walker, but it's cool if I hear some Whitney, or some Janet,
Mix it up. But yeah, that was my week, man. We hung out. hung around some prostitutes, conversated with some prostitutes.
I love that.
Did they migrate to your table?
They migrated with us to the motherfucking pizza parlor. And down the way from that motherfucker. And out the valet and just chopping it up, you know what I'm saying? But just they conversation, they was with a white dude and the pizza place didn't take cash.
Yeah.
And what? I guess he only had cash, you know what I'm saying? But he couldn't get by them no pizza.
Yeah.
So then one of the niggas I was with was like, oh, you can't get you no pizza. So he bought her a slice of pizza, you know what I'm saying?
I can't. what Biggie say? Once he buy that wine, I'm just slipping from behind.
But opposite. I ain't saying no name.
I know it was one of the two niggas.
Oh, he over here trying to guess who did it.
But I know who he was with. And I know which one of the niggas is most likely.
Let me get that Gatorade.
Which one?
Rojo. This nigga can't buy you no pizza and then buy the bitches some pizza. I know.
So
it's a couple of them niggas that would do it.
So one of them bought her some pizzas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she got to arguing with her trick. And he walked off.
The white dude, yeah.
He walked off. But then she was thanking him for the pizza and shit. And then she was like, the motherfucking trick, you know what I'm saying? I always deal with it right now and then. But he know what we want. We want weed when we come out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We going to eat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so eventually she, you know, niggas start politicking with her. And no, it was just crazy. It was just crazy conversation.
Y'all had the pimp rapper out there?
I don't know no pimps, but.
I mean, the rapper that was talking about pimping?
No, Stacey G?
Uh-huh.
No, hell no. Oh, okay. Hell no.
I was about to say, oh my God.
But no, it was just a crazy night, crazy conversation. Friday night was dope. Saturday, I didn't do shit. And Zay gonna say.
Oh!
Zay gonna say why they didn't call him.
That was a crazy touchdown.
But no, are you done with your week shit or what's going on?
No, I'm not
whoa,
done.
Whoa, right, whoa, whoa, they
stall me out, Debo.
No, I'm high as motherfucker. This weed is good as motherfucker. See, I told you I got back to the essence.
The essence.
I'm rolling this shit myself. You know what I'm saying?
Back to your roots. Look at this. Look at this, y'all.
Rolling these pipe bombs.
Touchdown.
Let's go, Detroit.
Yeah.
Jalen Maben Reeves is on Detroit. It's my nephew, my sister's son.
Dang, that was great. Okay.
Yeah, let's go. No, that was my week, though, man. That was my motherfucking week.
So it was.
I talked for a long time anyway.
It's fine.
I really didn't.
I don't think you did.
Hey, but Deuces is crazy to the motherfucker.
Where's it at?
Maryland Parkway in like Flamingo area, somewhere like that.
Oh, how long y'all stay?
It's down the street.
Okay. You said they right. Wings good, so you just sat there and ate before.
The first time I went, but this time it was dangerous, so probably about 11 minutes. 9.5 to 11 minutes.
This is when you was with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. 9.5 to 11 minutes.
9.5.
Not enough to long enough to see what's going on and be like, nope, this ain't for us.
Yeah, had about enough of this shit.
I hear you.
Nah, hell yeah. We're 20 years,
and thorn,
20 years
huh?
removed from this type of shit.
Right, right. And it's you know, it's easier if you fall up in a club dolo. Cause you kind of, even if you don't know nobody in that motherfucker, you kind of, you know what I'm saying? You kind of, but when you fall up in a motherfucker like 3 or 4 deep, you know what I'm saying? But then you can, like I said, the whole.
Oh, I can't do that.
What?
A dude could, I feel like a dude would feels way more comfortable going into a club solo than a girl.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, hell yeah.
I need another friend or my nigga, like, yeah. Not like. I don't need a whole like
right.
Slew of hoes, but like
nah, I can definitely swallow in somewhere. Go to
just
the bar,
by yourself, yeah.
Go to the bar, grab a drink.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I get it. I'm not there yet. I've seen movies. I've went and seen a movie by myself. I'm not to the point where I can like where I feel comfortable like going and to the bar by myself.
I'm the movie by myself king.
No, I love it. I actually love it.
Like I said, because I'm off every Friday, but sometimes my wife has to work on Fridays.
Yeah.
I love it when she works on Fridays. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say that about my wife.
No, I mean, it's a good, she works. Make money, goddammit.
No, I know, but don't act like you don't want her around.
But when I have Friday to myself,
yeah,
the day is cheaper when you're only spending money on
your okay, all right. So,
motherfucker, right? You can eat good.
Okay, pedicure and tip just for myself, $60.
Mm-hmm.
Paying for two people, that's $120. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Boom. But on my motherfucking day off, when it's just me, I can go get a pedicure. I went and got a pedicure. Went and watched the Marvels at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Went and got lunch with some Korean barbecue by myself. You know what I'm saying?
You went to Korean barbecue by yourself? That is so selfish.
What do you mean selfish? What am I supposed to do? Wait for you to get off?
I've been there by myself before, too.
Yeah.
That's real selfish because that's like the best food. Like I would be devastated if Joshua went to Korean barbecue without
restaurant.
Me. Same diff.
I mean,
same diff.
It's well, good. Barbecue. You sitting down and you cooking your
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like you like.
Nah, I get there
right there at Lee's. They got you can do it right there.
Yeah, I ain't trying to do all that shit.
Oh shit, they can give you a big ass ribeye steak in that bitch.
You
too.
Said where?
Lee's right there on the corner.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not. I don't like sitting down cooking my own motherfucking food.
Oh,
they'll cook it for you if you want.
I do it.
No, I don't want to do that. Well, I guess so. I do. Yeah, I'm damn sure I haven't cooked it.
No, it's part of the experience.
The table is cooking for you and shit, but
I come to relax. When I go out, I come to sit down and eat.
But you are. You like talking and like drinking, and then you just put your stuff down.
Those are the time when I have a group of friends from Korea, that I knew from Korea, that's visiting here. If it's a big group, we all go to fucking Korean barbecue.
Because it's like you can conversate and stuff. Yeah, like, I mean, it's just the same wait time that you would be waiting on a nigga to like cook it in the back.
I've been,
yeah,
preferably.
But you don't want to cook your food.
Nah, hell
it's not
nah.
a big deal. And honestly, I'll be the cooker.
I'll let Ajima cook it.
Like going over to the food court and getting this shit over there.
Yeah, I'll go to the, get it from the food court and take it home and cook it. That's
going,
just me, though.
I'm going to get some tonight to meal prep.
Food court?
I'm going to get some raw shit. Right there, Greenland Grocery Store.
Oh, okay,
Grocery Store. They have a Korean food court in there. But I'm going to the grocery store part tonight to get me some raw meat to cook up for lunch for work this motherfucking week. I've been eating salads at work for the last 2 weeks, so this week it's motherfucking meat and rice.
I love it. I want some bulgogi now.
That's what I'm getting, motherfucking bulgogi.
Fucking love bulgogi.
$10 a fucking pound.
Is it now?
Yeah.
$9.99?
$10.
I fucking love bulgogi.
So goddamn, how much is the kalbi then?
I don't know.
Damn, I love kalbi too.
I'm getting both of them hoes when I go over there today. I already got a big...
Okay, when are we setting our fucking time, our thing... Our bowling thing.
That's on.
Oh, I'm available every weekend.
I'm available Saturday nights or Sunday.
Preferably Saturday night.
So then let's do a Saturday night. I just got to come from work.
This Saturday coming up? I'm down.
Okay.
What's this Saturday coming up?
I don't know. I don't think I'm doing nothing.
23rd?
28th? 27th. 27th, 4 days before my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
Do you know
what? I was gonna say what time though? What time?
I get off. Okay, so the latest I leave the bar is like 4:45, and then I would like to get home and like change my clothes. Mm-hmm. So then, like anytime after that, it takes me like 30 minutes. So like 6:37, 7, 8 o'clock,
sometime like that.
Like 6:30 would be like if you want to just do something earlier. Like 6:30 would be probably get somewhere.
I'm very flexible. I can whenever y'all say a time, I can make it as long as it's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Okay. Ask them if next Saturday is cool, and then we'll set a time and figure out. Or we going to the fucking what's that shit across the street from
Orleans? I don't know.
What the fuck? What is wrong with my brain right now?
Santa Fe?
No, the one thing on fucking Trop. Across the street.
Orleans?
That's not the Orleans. I mean Flamingo, sorry. The Palms.
Gold Coast.
Didn't they close Gold Coast down?
Hell no.
Rio, one of them, what the fuck?
I mean,
Rio's still open as fuck. It's like a ghost town. Y'all want some
shit? The Gold Coast is my shit. We've been going there since like the Gold fucking Coast. 90s. Shit, that's our. I mean,
but I don't care. It don't matter.
We used to be up there with fucking a bunch of niggas getting high with a bunch of girls, and half of us had fucking babies and strollers and shit. Not half of us, a couple of us, me and maybe two of us. But when our children were babies and shit, we'd have them at the fucking bowling alley. Probably too late.
Son is definitely a hood baby.
Midnight at the bowling alley with their parents and shit, because it's like, fuck a babysitter. We bringing our kids with us and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just what niggas did back then. We took our kids everywhere. Shit.
I love it.
Because we were young parents.
Yeah.
I was 19 years old with a fucking kid.
Yeah.
I think, how old are you when we was born?
19.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, my sister had my niece around that age, and it was like that. Like, I didn't have my kid until I was, like, 22. Kaylin has gone, like, to my homie's house, like, at night, and we got, it was a bunch of girls and him in a hot tub, like, so. Mm. Yeah, I took that nigga everywhere. I had to think about it.
What year she graduated?
Yeah.
She graduated, what, 68?
What?
I mean, 74.
What's happening? Where are we coming?
72? 71?
I don't know. I got to find out.
Figure she was 18 when she had you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
But she turned 18 January 31st. Did she graduate that summer of 72?
So she still would have been in high school?
Was she pregnant with me and shit in high school by this army nigga?
If you said that, when did she, her birthday's in January?
Yeah, January 31st.
And yeah, you don't graduate until like June or May, right?
Did she graduated 17 or 18? Because I graduated 17.
Do the math. Ain't that hard for you to do? You want me to do this? No,
I'm gonna have to call. I'm gonna have to. I don't know. I have to look.
Why do you need to know this?
I was just curious. I was thinking about it the other day. Right. Because my dad's birthday was the
You just trying to figure if no, she my had birthday you when 19. She was 17 or 18.
So my dad just
turned. You know, he's trying to find out if his mama had, if he was in high school with his mama. Like.
So my dad just turned 74.
Right.
And my mom will be turning, would have turned 71
okay.
in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Or 11 days, some shit like that.
So. Okay.
I was just doing the numbers and shit.
So either 17 or 18.
I was like, my dad was one of them army niggas that was hollering at the high school girls and shit.
But he was young, too.
Yeah. I know.
You want to go fight a nigga
now? No. Like, what's the problem? Like, what are you going to get from this?
When I was in the army.
You had to go press him?
But when I got stationed in Korea, I bagged a few high school girls that I went to school with the year before.
Yeah.
So.
You about to go press his dad and shit.
Right.
but I'm sure I'm going to ask the nigga next time I talk to him. I just talked to him the other day for his birthday. I called him. He was mad. Well, not mad, but he was like, damn, you're the only one to call me.
Damn.
I was like, oh, man, that's
fucked up. I still ain't called him. I'll give him a belated one today. Nigga been busy, man. Nigga been busy.
Oh, my God. All right.
Make sure I stay in the wheel, nigga. first fucking born son.
Gotta check in.
Right.
The nigga knows. First born son. Here pops. Happy birthday, nigga.
That was it. Oh, shit.
He's like, damn, son. Ain't nobody else even call me. I was like, oh, that's fucked up, man.
I'm going to be like, woom, woom, woom. How was your birthday? I'm going to be like, you ain't answer. Shoot him some shit. I know he ain't gonna listen to this.
But oh man, I ain't even said my week. Let me see. Did I tell you about how we got snowed in at work?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, after that,
we are officially on the don't tell story.
Right. I was tripping with that last week.
Yes, and Jay definitely was like, yes, you definitely said it, but it was more detailed.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Thanks, Jay. You're like our fucking historian.
No, but anyway, I don't know. Just work this week. I got to work some fucking overtime Friday, which was player.
Mm.
Because all we had to do was just go in and wait for
you on some real massive boy shit.
Say what? The fuck so you talking about, nigga?
I got to work some overtime, boss. Thank you, boss.
Overtime be
nigga, overtime. You know what I do for overtime?
Yeah.
I go in and turn the power off so that they can fix whatever they're working on, and then I just sit there
just and wait for them to be done.
That's the way you say it, though. You was just like, I got some overtime. Boss gave a nigga some overtime.
I mean, it's $91 an hour, nigga, for overtime. Hey. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
I paid for 10 hours of that shit, and I was only there for an hour and a half, so.
Love it. That's nice.
I love that shit, nigga.
Right. You're taking Zuri shopping this week, right?
I am, 10 days.
Actually,
we can go Saturday, next Saturday, before we go bowling.
I'm about to say, look, you putting a lot of shit on Saturday.
Is she going to come bowling?
No, I ain't bringing no kids.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, I thought about it, but I was like, nah, maybe not this one. Maybe another time.
You bring kids, you got to. Worry about kids.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Whatever that means. Mine are younger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The baby and shit. But no, work was work. Like I said, I got to work overtime with this player because we don't get that much of it. And whenever it comes up, niggas be happy as fuck because, like I say, our job is super easy. And you're doing the bare minimum and getting paid a lot of it.
I love that for you.
So, yeah. So,
I cannot with niggas.
What I say? I went, I've been, like I say,
all right, Tupac.
I got a raise that, you know, that was a while back, but.
Oh, yeah.
But I still, one of my goals one of my things that I started back during when the pandemic first started was like, I just wanted to take $1,000 a week out of my check and just put it in my savings.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to do that for the most part. But even though I've got raises since then, I ain't increased the motherfucking amount I'm putting in my savings. $1,000.
Because you shouldn't.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fucking plenty.
So now I got more money.
Niggas cannot save that for real.
I can go out a little more and shit. You know what I'm saying? So this week, We went and fucking went to Durango. Have y'all been to Durango yet? That motherfucker is cool. It's got a lot of shit, but it's just fucking compact like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Everything
like,
close.
Yeah, everything's closer than a motherfucker. But it's a nice sports book in that bitch and the bars by the sports book and some restaurants and shit. But it's just like.
They think they slick with that shit.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to just make it tighten that shit up like an airplane seat. You know what I'm saying? Trying to pack as many motherfuckers in this bitch as we can.
And it was a lot of motherfuckers in there, like some restaurant line.
Okay, I know you was like, I know you went there like balling, but like, how are prices?
I don't know. I just gambled a little bit because we were watching the first game yesterday. Oh, okay. I was in there yesterday. Well, I mean, the restaurant, no, we went there when it first opened.
You said the Mexican. Yeah. Was it the Mexican spot?
Yeah. That was like $600 for the meal, but it was a lot of shit. It was three people.
Yeah, that's steep. That's still $200 a person. Tomahawk
steak itself was $250. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't eating like that.
I can make it. And then the lobster.
You had your experience. That's dope.
Half the shit was comped, so you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
But,
rich nigga problems.
Right.
That's it. No, I mean, if you spend motherfucking money, they gonna
rich nigga problems. Right. Average nigga is gambling a little bit. He ain't getting comped.
The real nigga is gambling none of it.
You said you gotta ask?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I've been gambling a little bit. Can I get a comp?
They know. They know if they seen you how much you've been fucking gambling. They already know. You'd be like, hey nigga, I need a restaurant comp and shit for whatever the fuck restaurant you
want. Who do you tell that to?
You see, I need to talk to a fucking a host.
Okay.
Talk to a host.
That's what's up. They can just.
But you got to be doing some gambling. You can't put $20 in the machine and say, hey, I need to talk to a host.
Because I need some restaurant.
Cocktail.
Right. Right. That's already coming.
Right.
But no, it's a nice spot, but it's just like really. Compact.
Loud as hell.
It's really compact compared to the other station casinos. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't been in the other ones in a while. Actually, right. I want to go to Palace Station because I got a Fandango gift certificate for Christmas movies. And even though I got a subscription to the one at the Orleans and all that shit, they got a nice theater.
Palace Station is nice.
I haven't been to the since they remodeled it.
Which looks good. Dallas?
Yeah.
Me either. Shit.
It looks good up in there.
It looks nice from way better from the outside. Mm-hmm. Not that stupid ass train on it.
No, inside's a little doper too.
You know what's fucked up though, man? Well, not fucked up, but the way these movie theaters are now with the recliner seats and the serve you alcohol and shit like that.
Summerlin, downtown Summerlin shit.
That's how it was like when ridiculous. I was in Germany in the fucking in 1995.
For real?
Hell yeah.
That's crazy.
When I went and saw Anaconda, I saw that shit in Germany.
We saw 2008.
In a motherfucking recliner seat. Theater, fucking bring your fucking your beer big to the seat type mug. Shit. Yeah, hell yeah, big ass beer mug too. But with a bar outside that bitch. But
that's dope.
America's just catching the fuck up
because we 3,000 LA.
Cause we sending all our motherfucking money to Ukraine and shit.
Right, put that money in the movie theaters.
Right,
I'm not that. But in the streets, Japan got electric roads and shit. Right. So when it snows, the motherfucking melt and shit.
Nah, America on some bullshit. Yeah. On some real deal bullshit.
Look at the fucking elections coming down to motherfucking Trump and goddamn Biden again.
That is fucking insane.
DeSantis just dropped out today. He just got on Twitter and dropped out earlier.
So that's what it's going to be?
It's just a rematch.
Unless Nikki Haley can somehow beat this nigga.
Damn.
Which I don't see it because her name is Nimrata.
I'll be at home this Indian. Voting season.
See, I feel like I can't sit at home, but I don't.
What you gonna do? This just it's like A or B. What you doing?
This the thing.
I was gonna stand in the booth.
You're either voting for Biden or you're voting for Trump. That's how I look at it. Some niggas say they're gonna stay home. Okay, this my thing is this. Whichever one of them gets in the fucking White House,
can you tell me?
Unless they make some drastic changes, only shit that's gonna hurt is poor people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm real poor. Shit. But we're looking at look at what Biden is doing, and I'm not into politics at all.
But right? I'm poor people,
right? We see he over there assisting Israel, bombing the fuck out motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
It was raining earlier, so I opened up all the windows and shit to just get the house fresh.
Yeah, no, I love rain smell.
Y'all smell that candle?
I don't know. I'm high. I don't know if my nose works.
I don't see no hoods being revitalized. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Mario's got changed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But what the fuck?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I ain't voting. I don't give a fuck. It is what it is. It's in the air for me.
I feel like I'm throwing it away if I stay at home.
Right.
But like.
Like what you voting for?
Charlamagne said Trump.
I think my democracy.
I don't know. I mean,
just who do I vote for that's going to help my pockets?
Right, right.
If this is like truly like fucking the worst person or the worst person, right. Like who's going to help my pockets?
Yeah, I'm actually just being ignorant. I'm going to hear it out. I'm going to hear out the motherfucking debates and whatnot. So I'll make an educated decision.
When do those start?
Trump said he's going to start deporting them motherfuckers on day one. He said
he's going to
be the largest fucking deportation that is in the history.
He just be saying he is so fucking ridiculous. I cannot. Is that our number one problem right now? Like who?
We gonna hear that build the wall shit again?
No, God. And who gonna pay for it? Like, but you know what'd be so funny is that the niggas that be so for this immigration, like, get these niggas up out of here. How do they even affect those people personally? And y'all know the people I'm talking about. They don't even affect their fucking personal lives. Like, they use them for their businesses. Like, and other than that, they don't have no interaction with them. Like, no fucking interactions whatsoever. So, like, why do y'all go so hard about moving niggas, like, displacing people?
They want their country, quote unquote.
Nigga, honestly, if we're going to deport people, they're next. Like,
let's get real about
send
it.
Send them back to the mountains. Like, come on.
She took it all the way to the mountains.
Wherever. Listen, you trying to make niggas go to Mexico. They ain't never been there.
Right.
So you can go to the Caucasus Mountains. Re-educate yourself.
Right. That's real shit.
So how y'all feel about immigration?
They're trying to send niggas to Mexico that don't know a lick of Spanish. Like, this is the stuff, like.
Okay, they are sending motherfuckers.
Wait. What about the niggas that's coming now? Them motherfuckers are coming in droves.
Oh, my God.
They've been coming in droves.
They've always come in droves.
So what are we fucking supposed to do, though?
Fucking, I don't have some kind of system where you can fast track them if they're really trying to be citizens and they really real and they don't have no fucking crazy background. Let them niggas somehow stop making getting citizenship so fucking difficult for people.
But in all honesty, right now you don't give a fuck.
I don't.
Because it don't affect us right now.
Right.
But niggas in Chicago.
It don't.
Chicago, they mad right now.
Oh, because they're putting people
on buses to send them to fucking Chicago, New York. They're fucking shutting schools down. To put migrants in schools.
Okay. But what I'm saying is that's the wrong way to do it. Like I'm saying, if this is happening, there has to be a way to filter this shit. Not a fucking wall, but like.
There has to be a some way to kind make of citizens or
like if like if you of, like if you're about to fucking come over here, know the fucking proclamation or whatever the fuck they make you know. Like know all the stuff for the test right now.
I would say
if you don't know it, then you can't come. And then we'll figure out like I don't know. But like there's
I got an idea.
Okay.
All the able bodied young, whatever up to the military can take in.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers should have to go to our military.
Hell nah. Nah, no.
Why do you say no?
You can't have our military overrun with a motherfucking bunch of foreigners like that.
Why?
But you can.
Hell no.
But they don't want to be foreigners.
What if they double agent type shit?
Yeah, that's understandable.
No.
But they should make a whole.
You can have a percentage of them maybe join the military.
Military type unit that attaches to our military or something like that. I don't know.
What if them niggas are just plotting until they get the right kind of weapons and
stuff. Yeah, but that's the same thing. They can do that without the military. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you putting them motherfuckers in roles where they're going to press a nuclear button.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just be, right?
Yeah, but still, a nigga with an M16 can do some damage.
Throw some extra janitors out there. Send some of them motherfuckers to Iraq as janitors for the military bases.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can send them motherfuckers cooks, everywhere.
You
cooks.
Make motherfuckers janitors and shit.
You can make them. These motherfuckers need jobs.
But they're coming over, right? Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
They need jobs.
Like
they
maybe
need,
for
they
like
need,
a term. Shit. Like, or however, I don't know.
4 years.
4 years.
Skilled, I feel you.
4 years.
Yeah, like, that's what he said. Young and, like,
yeah, send them over somewhere to the military.
I don't.
Cooks, janitors.
Because everybody don't want to be in the military. What if they don't want to be in the fucking military?
So then they got to go through the other process.
Yeah, and that might take 12 years.
No, hell no. You should be able to get, like, a work visa.
But that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't take 12 years.
You said give them a work visa. Look at all these motherfuckers. You can't give all these people coming into the country work visas.
I'm saying not all of them. You can't. There's got to be something.
What if, okay, so what about, like, what about the other fucking visas, the school visas? Like, if, like,
can't do that shit either. Now that you're saying it like this, you got to send these motherfuckers back. No. It's not enough.
I'm just saying there has to be a way to filter the people that are trying to,
our,
like,
schools are overrun,
bring criminal shit already over here versus people that are really just looking for opportunity.
I don't look at, like, them all as criminals. So I just send motherfuckers back too. It's too many motherfuckers. We full. That's what it is.
Jesus.
We full. We full from city
to
city.
No, we are full. We don't even have places to house the people that we have here. But then we
motherfuckers don't want motherfuckers from California moving out here.
You know, it's more motherfuckers.
No, I don't. I don't want that at all.
So you damn sure don't want the 2,000 Guatemalan motherfuckers who don't speak English moving out this motherfucker.
I'm just trying to make it work, and y'all not helping.
Have you seen the amount of niggas out there selling flowers nowadays?
Oh my God!
Have you?
Flowers,
yes.
Corn,
flowers, and fucking oranges.
It was an orange. It was an orange.
No,
nigga.
It's orange season. They come with the bags right now.
Yeah,
it was an orange nigga now. And a fruit cup nigga outside of the Burlington on Sahara and like Valley.
So you
here.
Think the motherfucker
we
just
have,
crossed the
we
border
have one
12 months ago?
Or all the taco
a,
trucks?
They got a truck and an orange business.
Or all, have you guys noticed how many, not taco trucks? Have you guys noticed how many of the little stands that just be popping up on the
hell
corners now?
Yeah, hell yeah, them niggas be hitting.
I'm mad they
and
took
they
the one from Smoke
amazing.
Ranch and Rainbow.
I'm mad they took the one from fucking Jones and goddamn Spring Mountain.
So fucking
that
delicious.
Was hitting right there in the CVS parking lot, in the Walgreens parking
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, they be busting them, making them move and shit.
That motherfucker's gone. It was there 2 weeks.
Smoke Ranch and Rainbow was there for years.
Oh, no.
No, no. I'm talking about the new little pop-ups. Like, and they be having a little backdrop behind them and shit.
I know what you're talking about. You think them motherfuckers the same motherfuckers that's coming from the border? You think it's the same?
And if they are, they deserve to be here.
Them niggas, I know
it ain't a bunch of niggas. Niggas can do the same shit.
So then tell a nigga to get a taco stand.
We should get a 420 in Vegas taco stand.
Nigga.
You gotta cook tacos?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Let's invest.
You wanna make a taco stand?
We gotta get a Mexican to do it. I don't know why I want no nigga tacos.
Why?
Because niggas Mexican.
I don't make ground beef.
We'd be a one
over
one.
I don't make ground beef tacos.
Oh, I about to say they'll automatically assume that they look like that.
Like Taco Bell. No, nigga.
Taco ass shit.
No.
Ground beef tacos.
No, you go and get your El Pastor. You'll get your carnitas from the fucking market already cut and fucking seasoned and shit. I do a little bit extra, but like, yeah.
I remember when I was single in Georgia.
I'm not about
to
be cooking no tacos
shit,
outside.
A couple of black girls I used to fuck with, they'd be like, what you want me to cook? I'd be like, cook some tacos. Now I get over there, them bitches got some ground beef.
Ground beef.
Like,
that's what they supposed to be green. On regular motherfuckers.
They call them gringo tacos. They call them gringo tacos.
But anyway, that's my week. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. Oh, no, I didn't finish. I went to Durango this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to, went and had some drinks at, what you call it? Yard House.
Okay.
And last night I went to Senor Frogs.
Yeah.
Met a cousin on the wife's side down there and shit for drinks and shit. And this little skinny waitress was flirting with this nigga so hard, right? So that she let us have all our shit for free.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh.
But I think she wanted some dick from him. I don't know, because she wouldn't let the nigga leave. So.
Oh.
I'm like, fuck, we out there. That's what
so
we,
he stayed?
We got two buckets of motherfucking Coronas and some wings and shit.
Damn, he had to pay with his dick. That's crazy.
What he had to pay with, but he didn't. He didn't have to give her no money. She was too skinny, though. I thought she was too skinny. So, yeah, I was out and about a little bit this week and shit. But I think we'll go. There's a new ramen spot that I saw on Spring Mountain in Orville.
What's it called?
Something, I don't know, it's spring something.
Okay, let me know how it is. I owe my daughter and her friends a ramen date.
Mm.
So I'm looking for a place.
Silver Lake Ramen, that's what it's called.
Okay.
I'll send you the link.
Sure. Cool.
But no, that was my motherfucking week. And like I said, I got to work overtime Friday, which is cool because now extra money on the check. Don't never hurt a nigga.
Never. I am very high.
Because I rolled some good ass joints. I put a little cocaine in these motherfuckers.
Cocaina.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Oh, man. I'm trying to get some money through the VA and shit.
Uh-huh.
I talked to a psychiatrist the other day.
What the fuck? Okay, Zay.
I had this motherfucker, thinking I was fucking crazy, a psycho.
Nigga, like, you was acting on the phone?
Hell yeah. It was a video visit because they gave me the option of video or office visit. And I said video because I can't be around large crowds. I get anxiety and start having panic attacks.
Do you
and
hear
shit.
This?
Yeah, so a video visit would be best. Motherfucker diagnosed me with PTSD in 14 minutes.
John, I don't know what to say.
That's just like $4,000 a month. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
If you get 100% disability,
yeah,
you get a fucking handicap sticker for your motherfucking car. Shit.
If you get 100% that quick, you know how long it be taking people to get 100%?
What?
Like, my friend, like, waited.
I was on two deployments. I saw niggas die.
Okay, my friend waited like a bunch of years, I think. But I think she got it now. I don't know. I forgot. But yeah.
Well, I got a lawyer too, so.
Mm. Oh, shit. James. So I rode with James Friday night. I rode with my homeboy, right?
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, he was in a motherfucking car accident. Bitch flipped his whole motherfucking car up on his side.
Is he all right?
On MLK. No, he's by himself.
Okay.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he all right.
Total the car?
Yeah, that motherfucker's up on its side.
What happened?
He said a chick ran a red light and she had a Jeep and flipped his and look.
Did his neck and his back hurt?
Of course. It better hurt.
Yeah, they would have to have been.
Oh, damn.
Flipped his shit?
All the way on the side. It's, you see.
Tell me he waited for the ambulance to take him, right?
I think so. I don't know.
Oh yeah, you gotta let the ambulance take you.
I'm when you said flipped on the side, I was like trying to figure out what kind of car it was.
Yeah,
that's a big car.
Yeah,
you flip my shit, the ambulance gotta take me. Even if I'm not.
Dang, that's scary, y'all. We got hit by a fucking Ford F-150, and I was in my Corolla, and we just spun a bunch.
Scroll it.
That's the Jeep that hit him.
Yep. Yeah, the Rubicon.
Damn. She was drunk?
I don't know.
Yeah, she ran a red light. That's all that fucking matter.
Yeah, it's her fault, though. Yeah, like a motherfucker. Yeah, James gonna get paid. Niggas be hoping to get in accidents where their vehicle's fucked up, but
I'm okay.
Injury.
Yeah.
But even though I'm
gonna act like
I
hurt.
The ambulance come take me.
Oh, it hurts.
What's crazy is James is a legal gun owner, right? So this nigga always got multiple guns in the car. He's calling me right after it happened. He's like, I gotta get on the phone because I gotta explain it to the police about all these goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit
holy
crazy.
Shit.
I was thinking, fuck, why couldn't that happen Friday night?
When you was in the car?
Yeah. Because I would have left an ambulance for sure.
Like, stiff as hell.
Stiff to the motherfucker. I wouldn't be talking to y'all right now. Ooh. I'm like, nah, I'm taking this all the way.
Man. Yeah, we gonna ride this.
I'm trying to sue her children's children.
You gotta sue them. You gotta hit them with shit that they can't tell. You gotta say erectile dysfunction. So my dick does not get hard. There's no way they're gonna let me jack you off and see. They're not gonna test you. There's no way they can test you for that. So you know what I'm saying? They gotta take your word for it because they're gonna think ain't no man gonna lie about it. You know what I'm saying? When exactly that's exactly what a nigga gonna do with lie about it. Right. Just gonna get some money in my pocket.
I'm gonna tell him
the car accident when my dick stopped working.
Hell yeah, yeah. My back
not my dick string loose. Yeah.
Something in my back made my shit go numb and shit. You know what I'm saying? I barely even feel my nuts. You can kick me in these motherfuckers.
I can't with y'all. Y'all are fucking menaces. Shit. That's fucking insane.
Damn.
And you said that so quick, nigga. Like you thought of
it. It's been a couple accidents. It works. Then you got two checks.
My dick.
I told the military that, man. shit's wrong with me, man?
You was hella lying on that video.
I broke my ankle back in motherfucking 1994. My left ankle ain't been right since.
Your dick don't work. Because
of war, nigga. I'm PTSD. I be dreaming about dead bodies and shit.
And that does not make a dick hard. Nothing.
Sometimes I can't even sleep for days at a time. And I get up in the morning and have to take a couple of shots of tequila.
I was locked up.
Told motherfuckers, I'm fucked up, man. I'm fucked up out here.
I was locked up with this country nigga named Bootleg. You know, I was locked up in North Carolina.
Right.
Country nigga named Bootleg. He used to be one of the mortician people at the morgue. Mm-hmm. So at night, he tells a story about how, you know, he can't get them bodies out of his motherfucking head. Mm-hmm. And the motherfucker have nightmare. And he had one leg. And that's why they call him Bootleg.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about
it. I don't think I never thought about it. Until just now. But I don't think I ever had to explain it. But
he had one leg?
Yeah, one leg. His name was Bootleg.
Did he wear a boot on the other leg?
Yeah, hell yeah. Fake ass bootleg. Bootleg.
Oh, he had a fake leg?
Yeah.
With a boot on it?
Yeah. I mean, what else would he gonna wear? He gonna wear it on his kneecap, nigga?
No, I'm saying he could have a tennis shoe on that motherfucker. You said he had a boot on it. It could be a tennis shoe on it.
Nah, we in the penitentiary. You know, niggas wear them state boots. Oh. Them black state boots. Shine them up and shit. Make them look good on visitation. But Bootleg used to have nightmares from seeing, you know, you talking about, you seeing little kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In car accidents.
Oh. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Nah.
He's a paramedic or some shit?
Nah, he worked at the motherfucking where they bring the bodies. At the morgue.
Oh, goddamn. I couldn't do that.
Right. Yeah, that's a daily motherfucking thing.
My friend is dating a mortician.
Mm.
Like one who like embalms bodies and shit. Isn't that crazy?
He's going to tell some nasty shit.
Like, he got to touch her with his hands.
Oh, it's a girl.
He's going to be like, lay stiff.
Oh.
Oh, she's a girl?
Yeah.
She's gonna be like, lay stiff for me. Yeah. Play dead, nigga. Remember that bitch? Remember we had that story about that bitch who got pregnant by the dead nigga? She was riding that dead dick? Yeah. Riding that dead cock.
Okay, back to Bootleg. Oh, that was it?
Yeah, because PTSD.
Oh, yeah.
I seen dead bodies. Would have.
You know what I'm saying? But then, here go my thing, right? Like, cool, you work in the morgue, but why don't nobody else ever work with you? Why you always be the only nigga down there?
Walking around
with dead bodies.
With his fucking body on the thing.
Yes. It's quiet and it's only you and dead niggas. Like,
yeah, fuck
I need
that.
A crew. Like, I need like four other niggas in here.
At least two at all times.
I need some music playing. Like, I need it to not feel like this is a fucking morgue.
They probably playing some Drake up in the background.
That's crazy. That's like one thing I don't think I could ever do.
I couldn't be around them dead bodies like that.
I don't think I could ever do that. I changed my fucking major in college when I found out at one point in the semester we were going to go visit a morgue and like watch a fucking autopsy.
Right.
Nope.
And then, yeah, and that's crazy, but we just thinking dead bodies like they all cool. We body be fucked up.
Be mangled and fucking.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. My God. Right. We just in thinking about like movie dead people just it, yeah. Like a nigga died in his sleep and shit. Like, no, like it'd be like
horrific.
Fucking.
Horrific shit.
The worst. Like.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's heavy. Yeah, but so
he'd be
that.
On medication. He'd be heavy medicated,
mm-hmm.
Like heavily. But the motherfuckers have nightmares. You hear him just going, man. Like,
okay, now what happened when they pressed?
We was in a dorm.
Oh, okay.
We was in a dorm. So.
Yeah, y'all niggas down bad.
It's jail.
It's prison.
You have individual cells. I had a 2-man cell at one point.
I had a 2-man cell one too. This was a dorm that had it outside the motherfucking. It was still on the penitentiary. In the penitentiary.
But
the
it was
building
like,
was right here and the dorm
was
right
like
here.
Penitentiary light. Like, cause y'all was like, and was it like.
Oh, you were in a camp, right?
So it wasn't like cells.
Nah, not in the dorm. It's a big ass
like,
trailer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
With
like
all the bunk beds.
60 beds, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That shit was crazy. Tell you about the Indian. So the shower was at the end, and the bunks were all right down the wall on both sides. They used to have an Indian. They called the Indian niggas chief.
Okay.
And shit like that. like Indians is like Mexicans in North Carolina.
Okay.
Right. Chief had the top bunk in the very back, and the bunk used to look at the, couldn't see into the shower because the shower had a big glass window. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Don't tell me Chief was a peep.
Oh, motherfuckers be like, hey, Chief, get out your bunk, man. Go. Go to the day room, man. Tell a grown ass man.
Hey. Hey
man. Go find something. You ain't a peeper, nigga. There's word going around, nigga. Right. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be laughing and shit like, hey, nigga in the shower, the chief in his bunk. Oh shit,
that's shit. Funny as fuck.
Shit, you used to be crazy than a motherfucker.
I imagine. Now, what's gonna happen when they fucking send him all this medication for this PTSD he got? And then he don't refill them.
Shit, he just got to take him, act like he taking them.
Act like he taking them.
Right. But who really going to do that? You know what I'm saying? I guess you just look at the thing, refill in 90 days.
And just refill it.
Damn. Baker Mayfield running his ass off.
Yeah. Dang. So it's only, what, 2 more games on next Sunday?
Yeah.
What happened?
He got a food pickup.
Oh, okay.
Nah, yeah, it is 2 more games, son.
I think so. Next Sunday, right?
Yep. And then
the next Sunday is the Super Bowl.
Or the week out of that, but
yeah, I mean the next one, yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, it is. So who do you think gonna be the final two?
What, the 49ers won yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you see that game?
I saw the first game where the fucking Ravens won.
Yeah, they just scored.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That was a good game. Both of them was a good game. Over way at the end, who the 49ers play? The Packers.
Uh-huh.
Love, quarterback, Jordan Love, right?
Yeah.
Threw a fucking interception. Last man, that damn. Crazy ass interception, too.
I never want the Packers to win, though, so.
Right. He threw it across the field. You know, like across
yeah,
the field.
Yeah. That's wrong.
Right. But shit, I don't know. The Lions, I just want the Lions to win now.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know who's in the other conference or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know.
Lions and 49ers?
I didn't really pay attention to the Lions like being like even getting here, to be honest.
Well, it's just because they've been whooping ass all season. You know what I mean? 12-5.
Yeah, that's pretty good, yeah.
And he played for him, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yep.
All right, we'll go.
That's what start our topics. Nigga, we've already been talking for a whole hour.
Right.
All right, let's see. Sorry, y'all. Zay just walked out on us, and we just up here high and shit.
I posted this.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about it.
North Korean teenagers sentenced to hard labor for watching South Korean TV.
Yeah, because you can't do that. Like, they like the Bloods and the Crips. Like,
nah, they worse.
Yeah, but I mean, like, very divided. Like,
right.
They share the Korean part, but, like, they do not fuck with each other.
All right, so it says, newly released video footage obtained by BBC shows a North Korean court sentencing 2 16-year-old boys to 12 years of hard labor for watching a South Korean television show known as a K-drama.
Oh, okay, yeah. A Korean soap opera, right?
Yeah, as the country continues cracking down on interaction and reconciliation with its neighbor to the south. Well, shit. Korean teenagers being handcuffed in front of a large stadium full of other children.
To be like, so y'all better not.
Right.
Isn't North Korea the place that like has like mad restrictions on like the stuff that they can watch? I wonder how they even got it.
Says North Korea adopted a strict reactionary thought and culture denunciation law that banned foreign cell phones, South Korean, Japanese, American entertainment, and even South Korea slang.
Damn. You can't even fucking, damn.
You can't say I'm standing on business.
Not in North Korea.
That's what them South Koreans say.
Right.
10 years.
So then that must have been how they got it in. Yeah, through an illegal cell phone?
Yeah, North Koreans who violate the ban face punishments, forced labor, even the death penalty.
Damn.
Yeah.
It depends on what they watching, I guess. That's crazy. Yeah. So, like, you just be out in the street talking to your friends, and you say some South Korean shit, and a nigga be like,
right. Right. And how do they even prove it? Unless it's the police, the actual, not even they can lie, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, shit is fucked up over there. Yeah. Life.
Right. All right.
All right, I'm back. Where we at?
Top of the stories.
Right. Yeah, we just real quick talked about the North Korean teenager sentenced to hard labor. Right. Watching, South American Korean TV shit. Show. It was South Korean. It wasn't American.
Well, that too.
Yeah, that's crazy. They don't want them motherfuckers to get, like, influenced by shit.
Yeah. I couldn't even imagine, like, not being able to, like, see other stuff. Like, I'm a person that, like, I like foreign films, stuff like that. I couldn't imagine, like, being, like, only American shit.
Right. It's almost like that's where you would see the people rise the fuck up.
You know what
I mean? They can't, though.
Yeah, they can't because they don't. They what? They don't let them have weapons.
Shit.
And,
yeah,
right. They barely have food and shit.
Yeah,
they don't even have pets because they got to eat the motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know that was true. How they put in that movie, The Interview, how it'd be like fake ass grocery stores and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that's crazy. That's like too much control over niggas. That's wild.
Damn,
it's crazy propaganda and shit. We used to live there. Though South Korea is one of the best fucking places in the world to live. They're so fucking, I bet it's so fucking ahead in technology right
now. So why can't they just like come together? Is that like an ignorant question?
Because one motherfucker's ruling and ain't going, he was like, why am I going to give up this shit? I'm ruling. Family's ruling. Share. This Kim Jong-un, his family.
Yeah.
You know, he was next up and who's next up in his family after him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe. Why give all this shit up?
Would it be giving it up or would it be like expanding and sharing?
That'd be the smart thing to do, just unify.
Yeah, and maybe just like you could still like be the final say over your shit and I could still be the final say over my shit. And then like when for some reason we got to come together, like we just gonna vow to come together and be like figure it out.
Absolute fucking power.
That's
but he got to give people their rights and shit too. So
yeah, that would be nice.
That's gotta be like the condition of it.
Yeah, like we'll let you expand.
There's more than enough food and shit around the world to send them people. You know what I'm saying? To make sure they're well fed. To make sure everybody's well fed, really.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's a whole.
Especially like with all the food waste and stuff we have.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Damn it, man.
And one person ruined it.
Did he?
Out here. No, I mean, I mean, ruined it for people, for businesses and like casinos and stuff to like donate all their food at the end of the night.
What happened?
Like a homeless person like tried to sue. Tried to sue. It might have been a casino. I can't remember. But so now it's just like it's literally forbidden to like give food out. So you have to like dump it at the end of the night.
You got some motherfucking balls as a homeless person trying to sue somebody. Nigga, get a job.
Yeah, saying that the food that they gave him made him sick or some shit. But it was all stuff that would have just still been, you know what I mean? Like if the shit was open for longer, it would have been out longer. Like,
right.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So now they throw all that food and just think about how many homeless people we got out here that could just line up at the back of something and get a bag of hot dogs or burgers or, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
It's very crazy. We used to sneak food out the stadium because there used to be like a homeless dude and like his dog and shit.
Yeah.
That would be like right under the like little bypass and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like we sneak shit out for him.
It's still Whoppers when we used to work at Burger King. But the motherfuckers.
Did you work Burger King when you lived on Pinewood? Because you worked somewhere where I used to get free food.
I worked at every motherfucking restaurant on goddamn Sahara and
you worked at Burger King and Shante Valley View. Worked at Taco Bell. You worked at Burger King, Shante worked at Taco Bell. I don't know, somebody else.
I worked at motherfucking Farm Basket, the old one.
What's Farm Basket?
Chicken joint.
Oh, the little thing like a fucking shack, barn or whatever. Yep. Yeah.
So the old one used to be on Sahara and Valley View back in 92 and shit.
Where is it's only one now, I feel like.
Yeah, it's on Charleston and like Oakey or
something like that. And it's always Charleston, a car. There's always Torrey a car Pines, in the driveway.
Charleston and
Torrey I mean, Pines, always a car like in the drive thru.
That motherfucker good, though. You understand? Have you ever been?
I've never been.
Just go through the drive thru, either get the motherfucking clucker, mm-hmm. which is the turkey, Joan, or the.
The clucker chicken. Is turkey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or get the chicken one.
What is it? Is it like a
chicken? Just a chicken.
Like a chicken strip?
Fried, like a chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
Fried. It's like a chicken sandwich or whatever the fuck. I don't even know what it is no more. I'm trying to think. the clucker is turkey on bread. I'm trying to think what the fuck the chicken is, what it comes on. Bread. It's like, it's not just chicken and fries. It's not just chicken and fries. I think it's on a sandwich, right?
I don't know. Shit. I'm high. I can't even think.
Okay, cool.
And I've been to that motherfucker, but drive through that bitch. You won't regret it. You won't fucking regret it. Everybody love Farm Basket.
I've never had it. Cool.
All right, where we at?
Diddy settles his lawsuit against Diageo, ends ownership stake in Ciroc Vodka and De Leon Tequila. So that nigga just don't got no liquor no more?
No liquor.
Cassie ruined that nigga.
Is it Cassie?
I mean, he fucked himself by having her getting fucked by male prostitute or whatever the fuck was going on. All that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He fucked himself. He's always looked like a goofy motherfucker to me, though. You know what I mean, like, look at this picture right here. Don't you know what I'm saying? His mouth. Something about his mouth. The shape of his jaw or some shit. I don't know.
He said his mouth. Pause. But I don't know, man. Did he done? Did he really done?
Yeah.
He turned down his invitation to the Grammys. Yeah.
Do you hear Uncle Murder's second part to the thing? It's all about Diddy.
Yeah.
It seemed like 50 Cent said, I'm like, look, nigga, go in there and do another one and make this one all about Diddy and shit. And he fucking lit his ass up.
I don't think he did a great job this year on it. I'm going to have to listen to the second part, but compared to other years, and I fuck with Uncle Murder. But
he had enough material.
So this guy says that Diddy was publicly accused Diddy of racially typecasting Ciroc Vodka and De Leon Tequila. So he didn't want it to just be for niggas, right? Is that what I'm reading?
Yeah, that's right. He accused Diddy of racially.
Of doing it instead of like, I guess.
The commercials be everybody in that motherfucker though.
No, them niggas are niggas in them Ciroc commercials.
Yeah. They ain't like a white lady walking down the runway. He got Ashanti singing. Like, rap niggas. Hey, that's all they motherfucking need. Niggas is buying Ciroc.
They said Ciroc and Versus
Ciroc.
And shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas were drinking Ciroc and Versus. Right. So that's
Ciroc. Niggas drink Ciroc.
Ciroc was my shit for a very long time.
That ain't what we intended this shit for.
Yeah, I want everybody to drink this shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we want to be Tommy Hill figuring them fucking. We ain't just for these niggas.
It'd be for everybody.
Drink Ciroc. Y'all got motherfucking the hip hop vodka.
Right.
Rock and roll motherfucking drink this shit too. Yeah, Diddy done, man.
I think he's done.
I want him to go to jail, but he can't go to jail for fucking hoes. Over, I guess. But I just want the truth to come out, man, about all these motherfuckers.
The
man.
Truth is out.
I need some good drama.
About Diddy.
Some good drama. Yeah. I don't know. Fuck Diddy, though. But yeah, he ends on his tape in the liquor. So,
yeah.
What's next? They took his motherfucking Sean John out of goddamn Macy's yet?
He gonna do a motherfucking R. Kelly, like, he just should, you know, you trying to kill me.
Right, they need an interview.
Hog tie? I don't know, a hog tie.
Nobody. I'm not a hog tie nobody.
Speaking of R. Kelly, y'all say he,
what?
Lost a $10.5 million lawsuit, but he said he didn't even know about it because he can't read.
Yeah, he said he can't read and comprehend this legal paperwork. Fuck y'all giving this shit to me, folks. I just can't read.
That's what he said. What? With that fat tongue.
What?
R. Kelly, the singer, way different than R. Kelly.
Than Robert Kelly. Yeah. Robert Kelly is the fucking.
Robert Kelly's a fucking goofball ass nigga.
It's just not right. Is what right. It is.
R. Kelly is a motherfucker. Robert Kelly
is a motherfucker.
Right.
One of the best R&B niggas ever. Shit. The best R&B nigga ever.
But the nigga outside the
Robert?
Suit,
the nigga that was fucking them little girls and pissing on them and shit?
Yeah, that's Robert.
That nigga's
fucking.
I don't know
Robert.
Nothing about that. I listen to R. Kelly, nigga. Y'all talking about Robert. The nigga on trial. R. Kelly would never do that. Yeah, he just sing about shit like that. That's Robert nigga doing that shit.
That's what he just said.
That's how I separate the two.
Nigga, that's what he should have said in the interview. Like, he should have been more worried about trying to get niggas to separate him, his music, from him, the person that he is.
He should have said he had a split personality and tried to plead insanity.
When I put this mask on.
Put me in a hospital for 2 years.
Hell yeah.
He said they should have gave R. Kelly a video a video conference. Oh, shit, these niggas is tight.
I mean, they put the nigga, the 70s show nigga, in prison for 30 years, right? For rape?
Oh, yeah.
With no proof.
Masterson.
Yeah, just off some stories and shit. I mean, they were probably true, but still.
They was definitely probably true.
You gotta got hey, fuck that. You gotta get a rape kit on me. Shit. You better have my motherfucking semen, my motherfucking saliva, my motherfucking fingerprints, bitch. You better have everything. Some of my dick hair. You better have it all before you get me take me down. I'm innocent in this bitch. Y'all ain't getting me to know. I want CSI on this motherfucker. I want everything. Here, come swab my goddamn mouth.
You would at least see. They wouldn't have took me to jail on some, put the handcuffs on me, and if you know you're innocent, just put the handcuffs. You lost the motherfucking shit. Let's go. Nah, they're going to have to beat the hell out of me.
What are you talking about?
If I know I'm innocent.
I'm not going with
rape,
you.
Rape, theft, what the fuck ever.
Yeah,
you know
and I know I ain't do that shit.
And I know I didn't do it.
Wait, you're not going to go down and just be like, okay, arrest me, nigga. Let's go prove my innocence.
Nope, because I might not come back.
You gonna take the resisting arrest charge on top of
no? I'm saying after the last day of court, and they be like, "Nah, you're guilty. You gotta go."
Oh, I'm jumping over the thing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm jumping like that nigga too. I'm like, I'm going to prison. I'm going to add a murder on it. This bitch.
When you know you didn't do this shit at all, you know what I'm saying? And they say 30 years.
Yeah, add a murder to the judge on this bitch because I'm gonna break this hoe's neck.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, yeah, I think the nigga was innocent. The way the nigga acted that last motherfucking day.
I think we might have made a wrong decision.
Nigga had to be innocent.
But he's fucked now, though.
He fucked now, but nigga tried to tell us.
I think we made a mistake.
30 years at the age I'm at now, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a life sentence.
Damn. Yeah, Mike.
Don't be at the club with them 21-year-old sexy red looking
hoes. Get out of deuces,
false,
nigga.
Some false charges being around these young hoes.
Nah, though. I tell you, everything happened at the middle age club.
Right, at Cork and Thorn.
Cork and Thorn. I done seen so much shit go off at Cork and Thorn. I seen niggas fighting in the club, besides myself. I done seen niggas fighting security. I done seen bitches fighting. Yeah.
You seen all types of fights.
You're right. All types of niggatry. That motherfucking Cork and Thorn.
Oh, wait a minute. This is what I've been meaning to ask y'all for the last 2-3 motherfucking weeks.
What?
Do y'all fuck with Raising Kanan?
Yes.
This nigga Ronnie, man.
Fuck Ruck.
This nigga Ronnie.
He is a fucking maniac.
Society.
Yes.
Holy shit.
He didn't kill. Never mind. I don't want to say too much. But he didn't knock off the top drug dealers in the city. Quiet as kept.
Did Kanan get killed?
No, he's still a teenager. He gonna be a grown up. Remember, because he young.
I see the divide starting to form between him and Jukebox though. Right now, she told his ass, nigga, I used to wipe your fucking nose, nigga.
Yeah, you over here acting like
she's like you talk like this to these goofy ass niggas.
Don't you fucking talk like that to me?
Mm.
Yeah, nigga.
I used to wipe your fucking nose, nigga.
Yeah,
I know
so you can
a
see
ass little boy trying to act like a man to your mama or some shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah, she be laying in his ass. Yeah. But they did such a good job, like. Picking her because she does such a good job, like, because she reminds me so much of the girl, the actress.
Okay, are they trying to make me not like Kanan?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I'm trying to hate this goofy ass, dumbass nigga.
Nobody like Kanan.
Okay,
like,
he's a dumbass nigga.
He's
like, you don't have no answers, nigga. Y'all don't know that the police are fucking got a task force and shit. Your dumbass mom is trying to keep your goofy ass safe.
Stupid.
And now you didn't jump from the weed into the heroin with these goofy ass
stupid
older niggas.
Stupid. With a nigga that's a fucking maniac.
A serial killer. Basically.
Basically.
He's just knocking niggas off like that.
Digga.
Yeah.
Okay. So remember where he threw the body?
Mm-hmm.
What else is down there?
Trash, it looked like.
Oh, okay. What it looked like? I mean, Ronnie's just terrifying to me. Like, I thought it was like other niggas down there too.
He real serial killer.
When he killed old boy in his house, he left the body right there for the mom.
Yeah,
to
like he don't care. Yeah, he killed a lady deaf and shit, and her grandson or nephew, whatever, her son, was fucking changing her battery in her thing, and he came and killed him right behind her while she watching TV.
She ain't got a
hearing aid. But she ain't got a hearing aid because he was changing the battery.
Damn.
That's a nigga from House Party, I think. One of them niggas.
Yeah, I think so.
Ruby Chill ass nigga or some shit. I don't know.
But the one in the wheelchair?
It's, he was Bob from, Walking Dead.
Yeah. Bob got his leg cut off.
The nigga, my neighbor, nigga.
Yes, yes. Yes, I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah. That nigga's on motherfucking,
Kanan? Well, he was.
Okay.
He's on Kanan? Raised Kanan?
No, he didn't watch it. But yeah, yes. Your neighbor is on. Your neighbor is on.
Leg ate.
Yes. Your neighbor was on Raising Kanan.
Yeah.
But that is good as hell. But that nigga get on my nerves. And like, you can see the divide in fucking, or how he pushing old boy away.
Famous
away. Yeah. Yo, I fuck with Famous, but that nigga flow is.
Tell this nigga Kanan.
Please tell this nigga.
Like, damn, tell this nigga Kanan shit.
Yo, I fuck with Famous, but that nigga flow is trash.
Should been trash. He's still rapping in this season.
He got a new song.
He didn't rap the whole murder confession.
Yeah, he didn't rap the whole murder confession. Sometimes I can't sleep. I'm living in hell. Right.
Wondering if they get some evidence and
take me to jail.
Lou hyping him up like he's motherfucking.
He was like, "Yo, this shit is the truth."
Yeah, that lady was like, "Oh, it sounds so real."
A white lady. Like, this is hip hop.
They even doing some corny ass shit, man. Like, cause what is up with Ronnie? Like, nigga, you ain't got no social skills. This bitch trying to give you some pussy and shit. You sitting there looking mean mugging.
Yeah.
With the barely moving your lips. While
then got mad when it got interrupted.
Hell yeah. Get your shit
and go. She's like, that's still my house. Get your shit and go. Yeah, that nigga Ronnie is, he's scary as fuck. He's still dressing terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. He needs to work on his outfits.
Hey, Ronnie is the brother?
Yeah, he's Unique's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. All right.
Where we are, Brick Lady.
Oh yeah,
I knew that hoe was lying. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, she got slapped with a water bottle. Yeah. Right?
It wasn't a brick.
No, it was a water bottle, and she hit the nigga first. And okay,
he still slapped fire out of her motherfucker.
A woman who went viral on social media after making claims a man assaulted her with a brick outside a Houston club is now accused of raising tens of thousands of dollars in a GoFundMe scam. Rhoda Usman, 33, has been charged with felony theft by deception. According to charging documents, Usman raised at least $40,000 through a fraudulent GoFundMe page she started in September that claimed she was the victim of a similar attack more than 3 years ago. On September 3rd, Houston police officers responded to an aggravated assault incident. They met Usman and her female friend. During the investigation, officers reported that Usman was intoxicated, hostile, and irate. In the original police report made at the scene, she claimed that she was walking on Shoemaker Lane, where an unknown man threw a brick at her when she would not give him her phone number. Court documents show. She also told officers she had ordered an Uber and believed the brick-throwing suspect was an Uber driver. Yada, yada, yada. A bunch of bullshit. They did an investigation and found out the hoe was lying. She was drunk. She was arguing with a nigga and he slapped her with a water bottle. Slapped fire out of her ass with a water bottle.
Oh, my God.
She raised $40,000 and went to the Bahamas on you niggas. Jamaica on you niggas.
That's what she could have just said from the start, though. Like, this motherfucker just stabbed me with a fucking water bottle.
Whatever it was, he swole her ass up. Yeah. I don't know if that was motherfucking Photoshop or what, but.
No, that shit was swole. That shit was viral. That shit was viral fast.
Mm.
Yeah.
See, that's just crazy because, like, I could really use $40,000.
Hell yeah.
Like.
But it's her second time doing it, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh yeah, she must be getting her ass whooped if she got it whooped like that the first time.
I've done a GoFundMe twice, and each time I did it, the money was given mostly by my friends from high school, but raised it like quick as a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I've only done it twice. So each time I did it, I goddamn put on my Santa suit and went. The first time I went to what was it called?
Yeah, but that's different
for the kids.
Yeah,
but that's different than a nigga saying I'm down bad. Like, here go
gun for me. I wouldn't do no shit like that.
Yeah.
I'd go steal it. I'd sell dope because I know how to sell dope. If I had to get back in the game, but I don't think I'd ever be down bad like that again. But what was the fuck was I talking about?
I don't know. I'm just talking about the brick lady and how she was.
The brick lady, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Either way, her face got fucked up.
Oh, I was talking about the GoFundMe that I did for the
For the kids. For the kids. No, I was just saying that's different.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, who cares? But I did raise a lot of money for the kids. Got all them kids Christmas gifts and shit.
Yeah, it was dope.
Put on my fucking Santa suit. Went down to the homeless. One was a shelter. What was the fucking name of that
for
homeless
the kids?
Shelter?
Was it homeless kids or was
well,
it?
Well, one of them was a homeless shelter for moms and the kids.
Yeah,
and pets.
I don't remember the name of it.
I gotta look it up. It's on my Facebook somewhere and shit. And another one was a little foster care place where it was all no kids with nobody. I guess they were living in the little.
You should have took one of them little motherfuckers. Place. She took one of them home.
Who?
How about that took one?
Nah, nigga. My chair only goes so far.
Have you seen the commercials where people are like, foster a teenager? Because, like, it's a bunch of teenagers in the system right now.
I smoke weed in this motherfucking house, in every room. You know what I'm saying? It's not conducive environment for a child. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
Change your life, man.
I'm 51 motherfucking years old. My child raising days are over. My daughter's 31 motherfucking years old. I'm good. I'll be happy when she has a kid. I'll be a good grandfather. But other than that, fuck, I'm good.
You still gonna smoke in the house every day?
When
you get a grandkid. Grandkid's over here.
Not when he's over here. Not in the
room. Yeah.
Not when he's in the room.
You fucking he or she Febreze air affect it.
I smoke outside.
When you coming?
I smoke outside. Oh, man, you know what? Okay, this is what me and my wife were talking about the other day because she's from Modesto, California. Mm-hmm. And the L.A. Innocence Project is taking on convicted wife killer Scott Peterson's case.
Fuck out of here.
They have new evidence that could exonerate him.
Nope, it's not going to work.
Now, she's from Modesto. They've already. She said everybody in Modesto is 150%
sure he did that shit. That
convinced that he killed his fucking wife.
He definitely did.
So I'm like, why did this nigga try to die?
Didn't he kill his other wife, too, but they couldn't prove it?
Nah. That's another white man.
That's the other Peterson?
That's the old policeman, white man.
But they got the same name.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That ain't the same freaking name.
Yeah. Yeah, both of them are Petersons.
Yeah, they made the Lifetime movie about him. They had the,
Rob Lowe.
Yeah, Rob Lowe.
Yeah. Do you see it?
Yeah, hell
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember? I'm so fucking glad because I have this memory in my head and I don't get to share it with people. Do you remember that scene where he was threatening the neighbor and she was in her garage?
Yeah.
And then he fucking closed her garage on her?
He closed it on her.
Like, he was outside. And he fucking said some shit to her, like, bitch, I fucking... And then it looked like he had a remote, like, and put her on her garage down on her.
Oh, that's crazy. I don't
that shit, I'll never forget that part. I was like, yo, that nigga killed her.
Right. Yeah, motherfuckers is crazy.
No. Scott Peterson don't need to get out. Fucking Chris Watts don't need to get out.
What did Chris Watts do?
Huh. Is that the one that put the kids in the oil or whatever?
Absolutely. He dropped his two kids down an oil vat, tankard, and buried his wife. Because he wanted to have a new girlfriend. You know how white people do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, white men be like,
white men have to annihilate their whole family.
Fuck the divorce. I'm going to kill the bitch.
Like, white men cannot be like, hey.
They think of that insurance, huh?
They be like, they can't just go in the house and be like, hey, bitch, I'm in love with somebody else. It ain't really been working for a while. Like, we going to have to figure this out. Like, they just be like, okay, I got to murder her.
Damn. Right.
And never get away with it.
And annihilate their whole fucking family. To go be with a bitch that he obviously not gonna ever get to be
and
with.
They never get away with it.
Nigga, never get always, away. How do you get away
first,
with that?
You're always the first fucking number one suspect.
Right.
Oh, and that nigga fucking had that interview with the fucking local news like the day after that shit happened on the porch. Like,
I remember that. I remember that now.
Yo. And how his neighbor had that footage of him loading some shit up in his car. Come on, nigga. Come on, nigga.
What was his name again?
Chris Watts.
Chris Watts, yeah. He had glasses, didn't he? Why wore glasses?
He might have wore them at some point, but they weren't like, I don't think he needed them for real. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was fucked.
All right. Can we wrap this up?
If y'all want to watch a bloody, gory ass movie,
yes.
The Passenger.
Tubi, I'm not watching it.
Oh my God, I just saw that. I just watched it. That shit was crazy.
Hold on. Right, wait a minute.
The Passenger, Amazon Prime.
I got that on my list. Is that
it's fucking crazy.
Okay, is there a twist in it?
Not really.
Oh, okay. You pretty much see what's happening from the beginning.
You know the outcome of that one.
Yes, I just watched that. It was good. It was. I still didn't get it.
If it's what I'm thinking of, it's
like I still don't really get it. Dudes, but it was good.
It's one dude that's doing all the killing and shit, right?
Yeah.
But is it really him doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because I haven't seen. I think I started watching it and something came up. I don't know. I start.
No, you will remember if you started watching this movie.
Yeah, hell yeah. First 10 minutes.
It really don't take too long.
You stuck after the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You're like, right, I'm going to take this ride with this movie. I'm going to see where this shit about to go.
It was a Blumhouse.
Blumhouse
really don't.
Is it Blumhouse or Blumhouse?
Blumhouse, maybe. Blumhouse.
Do they got like a imaginary coming? Is that coming out Blumhouse?
That's either Blumhouse or A24.
You seen the preview for it, Imaginary?
Yes.
About the imaginary friend?
Yeah. Okay. It's either A24 or Blumhouse. Because those two are like the titans of like creepy, crazy movies.
I used to have a fucking imaginary friend.
Did you? Yeah. What was his name?
I can't fucking remember.
Larry?
Not Larry.
I can't remember. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember that I had imaginary friend?
I think
though?
I do.
Now
this nigga used to have a little shirt that he went around with like fucking Linus.
Yeah.
And I had the imaginary fucking friend. I don't know what the fuck for. I don't know if I was fucking crazy or something.
Why you gotta be crazy?
I don't know.
I think it was crazy.
I just remember that.
I was crazy.
I don't know if I could see spirits or some shit, like some old the nun.
Yo, see, now you're making me feel like you're not supposed to remember his name, because if you remember, I'm reading a book called Mr. Magic.
If I remember the nigga's name, he's going to come kill my family.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you remember his name and say it out loud or some shit, like, I don't know. So don't.
Like Candyman.
Stop thinking about it. Stop thinking about it.
Twice already.
Stop Larry. What the fuck? What if you just flew up in the air?
Name this episode "Thou Who Shall Not Be Named."
Oh shit!
Oh my God, I'm scared now.
Nah,
and my fucking coworker just said, okay, so my coworker is Hispanic, but he just said that he was watching a movie. And I don't know. Maybe he was high. I don't know. But so the movie, it was like a long like hallway, right? And at the end of the hallway, like a figure like rushes past the screen, right? Mm-hmm. He said that after that, he felt a tap on his shoulder, and it wasn't nobody in the house. And then when that, so while he's right
hold
before,
on, hold on.
Wait.
He felt a tap on his real life
on his actual shoulder.
And he stayed in the motherfucking house?
He turned around and like, yeah, I mean, I guess so. Like, where's he gonna go? Okay, so this.
What's leaving gonna do? Right. What's leaving gonna do?
He's gonna give you a chance to get your bearing about you.
So
you ain't gonna wanna walk back in the door. Are you saying
if something tapped you on your motherfucking shoulder, you feel the tap like a hand. And you look and nobody's there, you just gonna be like, oh.
And you're at home?
Yeah, you just gonna be like, oh. What the fuck
is this? Go to Walmart, come back. What the fuck?
I'm getting the fuck out of that house. What the fuck?
Run
you
to
mean?
The
so
gas
you're
station.
Stay there?
Go run to the gas station. What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, get my bearings about myself.
No. The tap on the shoulder ain't enough, I guess. What if the motherfucker put you in the full Nelson for a second? And you up there like this and you ain't see nobody but your
That's arm. A whole different story. Tap on the shoulder could be motherfucking nerve or something. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, this nigga.
That's
okay, so then right before he told me this story, I had sat down. So we have like these round tables in the back. So he was sitting on the back side of the circle. I was sitting on the, he was sitting and I was sitting on the front. And I sat my book, my phone, and a cup, a clear cup of ice cold water on the table. And he said that he thought that I had put my lunch down because it felt hot. Like where I put my book,
mm-hmm.
my phone,
mm-hmm.
my closed phone that wasn't doing nothing, and a cup of ice water.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. I'm just, it's just right here. Like, that's all. And then he was like, that's crazy. And then that's when he told me the story about how he was watching something and then it tapped on my shoulder.
He got one of them traveling spirits.
I told him that he might need to get some sage and just open up a couple windows and bing, bada bing, bada boom.
That motherfucker don't start getting stronger on his ass. Grab him by the throat.
Put him in the full Nelson.
What's the show with the white girl that can see the dead people and she help them solve their murder? You don't know the chick I'm talking about, the white actress.
That shit don't come on no more, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
She saw ghosts.
Yeah. It's a good ass show.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, right?
I don't know.
Or Jennifer Love Hewitt.
One of them.
That's who it was.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah.
Well,
it was one of them bitches from
who the fuck is Sarah Michelle Gellar?
The other bitch from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Or some shit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, correct. Okay.
Ain't that the bitch from Sex in the City?
Who? Hell no. Sarah Jessica
Parker. No, that's Sarah Jessica Parker. Well, we just naming so many white ladies with three names.
At least we know we talk about a little
Ruth
bit.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Keep it going.
Ruth. She didn't goddamn retire earlier.
Oh, she shit.
R.I.P. to the queen.
Got on a goddamn job, I think.
R.I.P. to the queen. All right, Ray, tell everybody where they can find you.
At RaySun724 on Twitter and IG, Fifth Element Hip Hop on YouTube. Peace.
Chris, KHRIS __ on IG, at KOD Nails on IG, and then it's _Chris on Twitter. Okay, bye.
You can follow this consistently put out week after week show at the 420 in Vegas podcast on Facebook, IG, TikTok, and Twitter. You follow me at VegasA_420 on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, and VegasA on Facebook, IG, and TikTok. This is episode 83. Hopefully this shit works. And
hopefully we'll have a bowling story for y'all next week.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, bowling. We're down to go do some bowling next Saturday night, right?
Yeah, 28A.
Around 6:30. We'll figure it out before sure, and I'll start DMing people.
All right. Cool.
That's it.
Yeah. Adam Reaper.
420 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 420 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high.
420 in Vegas. One time during this month.
420 in Vegas.
Well, when you was getting up food.
420 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide.
Good job, though.
Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 420 in Vegas.
She getting old.
420 in Vegas.
Sad for him.
Just let the plug, finna pick my brother up. Just got a smoky, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit
with
had
no
me stuck
remorse.
And my eyes hella low, cause I stay high as fuck. I've been smoking out the pound, but it still ain't enough. I don't wanna hit y'all weed, cause I think that is buck. If you ever in my city, man.